KHAS Radio. Hey there, I'm Brad Beam. Okay, does it sound like it's a little echoey behind me right now? Well, if it does, that's because I'm inside of the box truck. I'm inside one of the food trucks that we are trying to fill up here at the KHAS Radio Studios in the Burlington Center parking lot, in between the Burlington Center and Walgreens, is where we are set up. And so I am seeing that we have had a bunch of good donations. We've got green beans, we've got chili, we've got spaghetti sauce, there's corn, there's a whole thing of peanut butter, applesauce, baked beans, V8 juice, canned tomatoes. There's a whole bunch of canned tomatoes. There's some chicken, canned chicken. Looking around on the other side, there's crackers, there's rice, there's mac and cheese, there's a couple different kinds of cereal. There's like Ensure drinks. There's prepackaged stuff. There's a whole bunch of spaghetti. These are some of the donations that people have already made to the Heroes for Hunger food drive. Oh, there's some soap. Seeing some toiletry items, paper towels, toilet paper. These are all things that are in the truck right now. But hey, we are looking for absolutely more of them because the rain has put a damper on our truck filling thus far. And we need to change that. If you have got something that you would like to drop off, we absolutely need it because this goes to the people that are in need here in the Hastings and Adams County area. This goes to Crossroads. This goes to the Hastings Food Pantry. This helps your friends, your neighbors, people that you don't even know might be needing a little help with food insecurity. That's what we're doing it for, because 15% of Adams County is food insecure. We want to make that so that that is not nearly as much of an issue going forward. If you swing on by, you don't even need to get out of your car. Don't worry about getting wet in the rain or anything like that. We have got people that are here to unload out of your car and put it in the truck. Easy peasy. Also, if you just want to make a monetary donation, absolutely that works too. We've already got a team heading over to Allen's to use some of the monetary donations that people have put in already. And that is going to fill these trucks. So if you just can't get to the grocery store, if for whatever reason hauling a bunch of cans is not a way that you can help out, well, a simple donation, monetary, small, big, whatever you can do, that all helps towards the goal of filling these trucks and to making it so that people in Hastings are not going hungry. It's a simple end goal, but sometimes it takes a lot to get there. There's a lot of people who are helping, but there's a lot of people that also need that help. And that's why we are doing this. We're asking you to, if you can, bring a little bit, bring a lot. We've got a bunch of space in these trucks still to fill. The Heroes for Hunger food drive here at KHAS Radio. The truck doors are open for donations until 6. We'll do them again tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We'll open up. We've got volunteers ready to take in your donations. Ramen noodles, jelly, chili, all of it is accepted. Some of it's in the truck right now. Hamburger helper. Oh, there's more pastas. Just looking at what we've got. The generosity of folks so far has been wonderful, but honestly, we need more because we've got two trucks to fill to help our friends, to help our neighbors. The Heroes for Hunger food drive. Thanks so much to Mary Lanning Healthcare. Thanks so much to Connor Auto Care. Thanks so much to Allen's for doing that discount for Heroes for Hunger purchases. Thanks to so many of the sponsors that are making this possible. Our hourly sponsors, you'll hear it all throughout the day here on KHAS Radio. So I'm Brad Beam from inside a still too empty food truck. There's stuff piling up, but we want to stack this thing to the brim. Jam pack it full here at KHAS Radio. That'll about do it for me today. Brandon stays on the roof. John Hart, we'll talk with you after 2:00.